KSA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Virginia Democratic Governor Ralph Northam did not resign during a news conference Saturday, saying instead he no longer believes he's in the controversial picture on his 1984 medical school yearbook page. But he did tell reporters that he used blackface in a dance competition in 1984 to resemble Michael Jackson. NAACP President Derek Johnson.
He was 25 years old in medical school, so he was a learned individual carrying out a Southern traditional way, and that is making a mockery of African Americans.
Despite numerous calls for him to resign, Northam said he would not do so. He said, quote, I intend to continue doing the business of Virginia, adding that resigning would be the easier way out. A TSA officer has died after jumping from the Hyatt Regency Hotel into the atrium area of Orlando International Airport Saturday morning. The FAA briefly halted all flights at the airport. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services, by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
After repeatedly criticizing the Russia probe on television, one judge sends a warning to a friend of the president. USA's Wendy King has more.
A federal judge in Washington is thinking about placing a gag order to special counsel Robert Mueller's case against longtime Trump confidant Roger Stone. The judge said the charges should be treated like a serious criminal matter and not a public relations campaign or a book tour.
There's talk of a possible GOP primary challenge to President Trump in 2020. Former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld plans to headline Politics and Eggs in New Hampshire in 2 weeks, a must-stop for White House hopefuls. And Maryland Governor Larry Hogan expressed interest this week to CNN.
I'm not protesting every day about every issue, but when I stand up and certainly let people know when I disagree or when I think something is going on that I don't think is right.
And an email this week by former Ohio Governor John Kasich's political group reminded supporters that many have suggested Governor Kasich should run, and he is keeping all of his options on the table. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
He's rarely right, but the groundhog has given hope to those trying to thaw out. USA's Wendy King has the official word.
Today is Groundhog's Day, and Punxsutawney Phil has made his prediction.
Predicting the weather, that's my song. For 133 years, I've never been wrong. So is it early spring or more winter forecast? Stop the music. Here is my forecast. Faithful followers, there is no shadow of me. A beautiful spring it shall be.
Singer Gladys Knight performs the national anthem at tomorrow's Super Bowl and says the controversy about kneeling or not standing while it's played can get in the way of a bigger picture.
Nothing good comes easy, and I would hope that they will understand, as I do, that we have a better way to do this than to be all angry and why is he doing this or why is she doing that.
Knight says she's been working for civil rights and singing the anthem since she was a little girl. All she wants is for everyone to end up clapping and having a good time. Hawaii was the first place to raise the legal smoking age to 21. Now it could become the first state in the U.S. to ban the sale of cigarettes altogether. KHON2 reports a proposed law would make it illegal for anyone under 30 to buy cigarettes in less than a year, and all cigarette sales would be banned in Hawaii in 5 years. Sponsors of the bill, a Republican and a Democrat, estimate there are 140,000 smokers in their state. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.